Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Got what the 49ers are doing without Brock Purdy. They've been missing guys like Kittle and Bosa and Ayuk and Jennings for some of or all of their games. It's pretty incredible. If you ask me, and that concludes our discussion of last night's game, unless you have anything else to add.
No, I'm good.
All right. The way this thing sets up for the Tigers, I'm suspecting tomorrow night will be some sort of bullpen affair, which would be interesting to see if Troy Melton is part of that mix. I don't know that you take the rookie and say, yeah, that one experience wasn't great. We're not going to pitch you anymore. You probably don't. It'd be good to get Canely right, but I don't know at this point, do you trust him? He's been wildly inconsistent. This is a guy who has been extraordinarily effective for long periods of time. And yesterday got knocked around. They pulled him pretty quick. What did he get? One out and then back-to-back hits.
He was remarkably consistent in finding the strike zone, I thought. He throws the same pitch, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, is the changeup going to be at the bottom of the strike zone, or is it going to be below it? And that's it. There's like no other area. If it's outside, it's so obviously outside, you don't even swing at it. But he rarely throws it anywhere else. It's remarkable that he's still in the major leagues throwing one pitch, and it's a changeup.
He threw 10 changeups yesterday.
I mean, a changeup feels like it's only, and there were only 10 pitches he threw. A changeup feels like it's only effective if you've got a fastball to show the other side of it. Like, it's great if you throw 95 and your changeup comes in at 86, it's the same arm slot. You don't know what it's going to be. It's different when you know a guy throws 83 miles an hour with a changeup and that's all he throws.
Right. Yeah, it's not a changeup. It's the same up.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the same up. Yeah. Yeah. It's not Mariano Rivera dropping that splitter that's going to kill you.
No.
Or that cut fastball, whatever it was that he threw. Good God, he was great.
Let's get back to your phone calls, 248-539-9797. Evan, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Evan?
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thanks so much for taking my call, man. I'm a huge fan of the show, huge fan of the Tigers. You know, I play Little League baseball. I used to go to the games every year.
Nice.
I'm just so excited that the Tigers got out of the first round, man. And I didn't hear a lot of you guys predicting them to do it.
Evan.
I'm just saying.
Gator predicted it.
Yeah, he did.
But well, come on, man.
I know,
Well, slow down. Slow your roll.
I think, but
respect.
I've been listening to you guys all week. I've been listening to you guys all week, and I've just been hearing this kind of game favors the Guardians, and this is better served for the Guardians, and I don't think...
What about this show,
game,
Evan?
I don't think they're going to win the other
What about...
Game.
I don't care about what did we say? Where's our respect?
I don't remember what you guys said specifically.
Gator picked it. I'm going to sit here. My pick was a sheepish Guardians pick, but I hate myself for it.
Okay, well, that's good. I hope so.
Yeah. I hope you feel terrible, Karsh. No, it's awesome.
I do. But hey, go Tigers.
Yeah, without a doubt. Thank you for the phone call.
Come on.
Did he just call and point out our deficiencies?
Is that the purpose of that?
Was that the purpose of that call? I guess maybe my specific deficiencies. All right, time for another edition of Are You Going to Eat That?
I do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is it different?
This is the old open. I love this open. When's the last time we played that
that's,
open?
That's forever.
It might have been pre-COVID, man.
Had a different beat to it. I like it.
Oh, I love it.
That was great. I haven't heard that open in forever. I'm like, wait a second.
I haven't chair danced in a while.
What's the normal open? You got the normal open there?
Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, it was gross and smelly.
That's right.
Or gross and smelly.
Yeah, right.
We bring that back on. That one back permanently.
Yeah.
I like Hi, Cater. Here we go. And you, Kang, of course. Starbucks has released a protein boosted menu with new cold foams and lattes. I'm picking out one in particular, Gator, from their new lineup of protein boosted beverages. The iced banana cream protein matcha, made with 24 grams of protein. With green tea latte and created with unsweetened matcha and classic syrup and topped with a new banana protein cold foam. Scott Anderson, are you going to eat that?
No.
What?
No. I don't go to Starbucks ever unless we're at spring training and that's where we're going to get like something, you know, a quick bite for breakfast. Iced lemon loaf, something like that. But I am not, I don't drink coffee. I don't mind tea, but I'm not going to go to Starbucks and order a tea. And yes, I do love banana cream flavoring. Sounds great, but it's just the foam. I mean, what that's like no.
Kang, you going to eat that?
So I'm like the opposite of you, Doug. When I hear the word like, oh, now it's more protein infused and, you know, whatever, I'm out. Because They're just, it's a mind trick, man. They added like peanut butter or something. I don't know. It's just to try to make it seem healthier, but it's not. It usually makes it worse. I'm out.
Okay. I've already gotten this multiple times. I am all in with the Starbucks with more protein. Now, given I didn't get the banana peeled,
then you don't know. Would you want to try it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The funny thing is, I like banana-flavored stuff. Like, there's actually a protein drink, a Premier Protein, I think it's called, that has a banana. I think it's the best protein drink out there. So, anyway, yeah, I'm already eating this
this. It's just foam.
It's so good. All right, next up. Gator.
Yeah.
This is from Crumble Cookie.
Oh, well, Crumble makes good cookies.
They're coming out with a crumbled chocolate peanut butter cookie featuring Oreos. Crumble is collaborating with the cookie brand to release a limited time flavor that amps up the beloved black and white treat. Crumble chocolate peanut butter cookie featuring Oreos features a decadent chocolate cookie packed with Oreo cookie pieces and peanut butter chips, top with a swirl of peanut butter mousse, and finished with a mini Oreo cookie. Scott Anderson. I think the question should be, how many of these will you eat?
I feel like I need a cigarette. I mean, that is some, I mean, I'd be spent after that. That sounds delicious. Absolutely. 100%. And sign me up for, yeah, let's get a dozen. Let's go.
Kang?
Sounds awesome. I don't know. I was waiting for the catch. No catch?
No, there's no catch. I'm intrigued by this. It does sound very good. I love the idea of the peanut butter chips, like the peanut butter chocolate chip things.
Peanut butter chips are great.
I feel like this might be too much for me, but I'd give it a shot.
All right. There
I'd give it a shot. Yeah.
All right. Crumble. Crumble cookies, huh?
Next up.
Maybe they can hear us.
Chipotle has.
I like believe Crumble cookies.
It was Crumble.
Yeah. Gator. Crumble? Were they Crumble? Yep. And what was this one? What was it called?
You have 50 minutes.
Oh, then we can go next week, too. But what kind is it? It's a peanut butter.
It's the peanut butter.
Oreo.
Yeah, the chocolate peanut butter cookie featuring Oreos.
Around the league blitz thingy. I like it.
Chipotle has added a red chimichurri sauce for a limited time option. Chipotle Mexican Grill adding a red chimichurri sauce, a limited time option for U.S. and Canadian restaurants. Featuring garlic, citrus, chili peppers, and cilantro, it unlocks a whole new flavor profile. Gator, you're going to eat that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a big chimichurri fan. Normally, it's a green chimichurri, but the red chimichurri, I'm really excited to try this. I get Chipotle a handful of times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I go, if it's still within the window of opportunity to try this red chimichurri, I will absolutely give it a shot.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm a big chimichurri fan as well, Gator. I don't know if I've had red chimichurri, but I'll give it a shot for sure because the green one I enjoy very much.
It's funny you say you go to Chipotle a handful of times a year. My kids who are between the ages of 18 and 23, they go to Chipotle a handful of times a week. And I would try this. Absolutely. I think it sounds good. I do like Chipotle. Kraft mac and cheese. Are you a fan of the Kraft mac and cheese?
Yes, love Kraft mac and cheese.
They've come out with some new flavors. Kraft mac and cheese has introduced two new comfort food flavors. One is the hot honey and garlic parmesan mac and cheese. Hot honey, parmesan, garlic mac and cheese. It's a sweet and spicy hot honey. Combines hot honey, paprika, and buttermilk flavors to create a one-of-a-kind experience in the creamy mac and cheese. They also have a garlic parmesan mac and cheese featuring rich, punchy garlic flavors in a creamy parmesan cheese sauce. Gator, are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'll try them. I've always been a big mac and cheese fan. The Kraft mac and cheese, it is the creamiest. It is delicious. And I try the different flavors. I mean, it's not there's nothing wrong with the original. I don't know why you got to add different flavors to it, but I'll try them.
I'll tell you why, Gator. It sounds like mac and cheese is turning into chicken wings. I mean, where's the Asian zing mac and cheese? Where's the mango habanero minute, mac and right? cheese, yeah. right?
Teriyaki.
Yep, lemon pepper mac and cheese. Yeah, so yeah, I'm in. Garlic parm sounds great.
Well, what's funny is they've just introduced these, and so I clicked on the link, and I discovered that they have a smoky barbecue mac and cheese.
Oh, there you go.
I would be more inclined to do that than these other two. I'd say no to these two, but yes to the smoky barbecue.
You see, this kind of, I mean, mac and cheese anyway, like the original mac and cheese is great. When you cut up little pieces of a hot dog into mac and cheese, Kang, you know what I'm talking about. That's always a fan favorite. It's a kid favorite too.
Oh yeah, that's the way to find to add, you know, protein into it, and you know.
Now Doug wouldn't dine on that. However, if you throw these new flavors, sound like if you were to like take some shredded chicken and put the shredded chicken into this mac and cheese, would it be more delicious?
That's more Doug style.
Yeah,
yep. Shredded chicken and mac and cheese.
Come on,
yes sir. Finally, Hamburger Helper.
Does just fine by itself.
Hamburger Helper. What was that from? Is that from Vacation?
I don't know why they call it a Hamburger Helper. Just it does just fine by itself.
The Nostalgic Brand's newest development is breakfast. They have breakfast meal kits. There's five that are being introduced. I'm just going to give you one of them. The Breakfast Cheesy Hash Brown and Hash Brown and Gravy Microwave Cups. Actually, two of them. Both of these on-the-go options come in 2.3-ounce cups, perfect for busy mornings when you need something quick. All you do is add water, microwave for several minutes, stir, and enjoy.
Okay, first of all, would I try it 100%? Hamburger Helper is delicious. I love Hamburger Helper, Tuna Helper, Cheeseburger Helper. It's all great.
You like all the helpers.
I love all the helpers.
Likes to be helped.
But I will tell you this. I have not had them in forever. And the reason is if you dare to look at the side of the box with nutritional information.
You can't read any of it.
You can't read any of it. But next to sodium, you run for the hills. You absolutely run for the hills. So I'm very reluctant.
Dude, you'll pound like a bunch of those crumble cookies, but you're worried about the health of Hamburger Helper?
That's right.
Okay. Let me make sure I understand. Wait,
what kind of cookies are those?
The peanut butter chocolate crumble featuring Oreo.
But from where? Crumble?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You have 45 minutes, Crumble.
Your Dang. Move.
Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm in. Yes, it is high in sodium, Gator, and that's how you know it's good. But that's also how they keep it on the shelves for so long. But yeah, I'm all in. I mean, you just can't eat it all the time. That's all. But yeah. Doug?
So no for me, dog. But thank you. That concludes another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? Don't forget, we got picks coming up today at 1:40. We talk more Tiger baseball, Lions football. Let's get into Michigan and Michigan State here a little bit as those two teams are back on the field. Tomorrow, we'll do that next. It is Carson Anderson here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
97 won the ticket. All right, so Gator, as we move in on Michigan State and Nebraska, how are you feeling?
I think I still think it's going to be a close game. I think it's closer than the 11.5 point spread. If Michigan State can get a ground game going, I think they got a chance. A chance of winning. But they have to get the ground game going. The other side of it is that they have to also maintain the integrity of the defensive line. If they can limit what Nebraska does in their run game, and then it just Raiola becomes a passer, now that may be pick your poison, maybe the wrong poison to pick because he can throw it. I'm not sure. Maybe, I guess you're going to have to pick one side or the other. You're going to pick stopping the run or stopping a pass, I guess. And stopping a pass is probably not going to be easy to do because you don't have a pass rush. And if you have to manufacture the pass rush, that means you're bringing guys in, which means that, if they don't get home, then he's going to have open receivers. It's going to be tough. It's a tough go for Michigan State. But if they can run, they have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because Nebraska boasted and talked a lot about their pass defense, and I wonder a little bit is because teams can run on them, so they don't need to pass, but Michigan went for 280 against them. They're going into that game, Nebraska had the fifth-best rush defense in America, but they'd played Cincinnati and two cupcakes. You know, I mean, one thing is it's a tough place to play, but if you can have success on the ground, you really can take a crowd out of it. And I will tell you, it's a hungry, hungry fan base, but it's also a fan base that might be getting a little bit impatient with their head coach. I think the Raiola kid's pretty good. He's cut down on the mistakes. He made some throws against Michigan that were impressive, and I think he finished like 21 of 30 in that game. I thought he's pretty good. The Ja'Cory Barney Jr. kid, exceptionally good in the pass game. Dane Keyes, transfer from Kentucky, could absolutely fly. So how you feel about Michigan State's pass defense?
I mean, they've been banged up, but they're still playing. I'm just surprised that they haven't been able to get a more consistent pass rush. And that's where it's going to have to start with their pass defense is not giving the quarterback all day to throw. Getting Wayne Matthews back should help a little bit out as he's a pretty active linebacker. The safeties have to play better and make better decisions out there, but ultimately it comes down to, can your corners cover?
Yeah,
and they can to a point, but the point is moot if you're not getting the quarterback to throw the ball within 4 seconds.
Michigan taking on Wisconsin. It's a weird Wisconsin team. It's hard to figure out. It's so unusual to see a Wisconsin team that doesn't run the football, and they really haven't. They're averaging just over 100 yards a game through 4 games. They have stopped the run. That's been a big thing. They haven't played a who's who of teams that like to run it, but they did slow down Alabama. Now Alabama threw for like 400 yards, but they didn't run for a lot against Wisconsin. Shromore likes their offensive coordinator a lot. He says he's stolen trick plays from him, and they got a lot of shifts and movements and trick plays and gadgets, and they got a good wide receiver, but they just don't run it, which is weird. And their schedule the rest of the way is exceedingly difficult. They might not be favored in any games the rest of the year. They are 2-2 this season, but you know, if Michigan can't run the ball, the question is, do they gladly pass it? And is the passing game ready to take care of things? I mentioned earlier in the week that Sherrone Moore earlier in the week was talking up Andrew Marsh and Jamar Browder, the two freshman wide receivers. And you know how this works, right? You hear guys in the bye week. In the bye week, usually the starters take a back seat. They get healthy. They work on fundamentals. And they really, really focus on depth chart guys. And so they see those guys make improvement. Do they make improvement enough to get on the field? Or are they just playing? Their eyeballs are on them. And so they're getting noticed, but it doesn't mean they're going to crack the rotation. At the end of the week, I think we're going to see Andrew Marsh. I think we're going to see a lot of Andrew Marsh.
I think you're going to see a lot of Michigan being able to run the ball and run the ball at will. And I think that the Bryce Underwood is going to continue to develop and continue to impress. The Wisconsin Badgers, I feel like they're incapable of scoring points. I don't think they're terribly dissimilar from the Cincinnati Bengals or the Cleveland Browns. Offensively, they're limited. At least the Bengals have the excuse because their quarterback is out. Wisconsin's got no excuse. They changed their offense completely from what they were. They're a complete identity from what they were. No longer the run first team or run first, second, and third. They throw the ball a lot, and They don't have a gifted quarterback. They don't have the gifted receivers. It's just going to be a disaster for them. I don't see how Wisconsin scores more than two touchdowns in the game. And I don't think they will.
Well, when you're an underdog, you hope that the favorite helps you. You know, Michigan hasn't gotten a lot out of the return game, but to be fair, they haven't had a lot of returns. Like, it's, I think it's 7 kick returns and 6 punt returns, and they haven't done it, but they have put it on the carpet once. Once was Marsh in game 1, and Samaj fumbled one, but he got back. So, I mean, they're, you know, big plays and special teams can open the door for an upset, but their quarterback situation is really weird. Billy Edwards, a transfer from Maryland, you know, he's been hurt. There's speculation that he came back too early and re-aggravated an injury. And, it, you know, I get the sense out of Badgerland that he is not going to play. The other one's Danny O'Neill, who is a transfer from San Diego State and threw for 2,800 yards last year at SDSU. But I'm not sure that he is the kind of guy that scares a lot of defenses. Still just a sophomore. Their offensive line, last game, center, right guard, right tackle, redshirt freshman, redshirt freshman, redshirt freshman. And that's going to be a lot against Michigan's improving defensive tackles. They love their D-tackles. And Jayshon Barham and the like on the edge. Could be a problem for Wisconsin, but I would imagine they would try and run the football as best they can and shorten the game.
What's the best matchup we have in college football this week? Period. Is it Miami and Florida State?
As far as like ranked on ranked or just a game you're interested in?
Just game you think, the game of interest, which is going to be the one that really has people going, oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Because when I hear, oh, here we go, I'm thinking upset. I think UCLA could give Penn State some problems.
You like the Alabama-Vanderbilt game.
You didn't hear what I just said. UCLA. Alabama-Vanderbilt, I think, is going to be a game. I think Maryland's going to upset Washington. I think that's a time game. You give a Washington team a trip across the country and a noon start coming off a big game. I think they're poised to be upset. I think a team that might be vulnerable, a ranked on unranked team that might be vulnerable. You ready to laugh?
Yes.
I think Purdue.
Here we go.
Could give Illinois some problems.
What happened to Illinois?
What do you mean what happened to Illinois?
I mean, they got destroyed by Indiana, and all the goodwill towards Illinois was gone. This is a top 10 team at the time. They get just bombarded by the Hoosiers, and Illinois is off the planet, and now you're talking up Purdue again.
Well, they came back and beat USC last weekend, a ranked team.
Just saying, man.
And that was another timing game. That was another noon start for a West Coast team. That's why Illinois was one of my picks.
But now you have Purdue giving them trouble.
I think Purdue will give Illinois trouble because Illinois has Ohio State next week. Purdue is the opponent in between USC and Ohio State.
Trap game.
Yep. You know who Purdue played last weekend? Nobody. They had the week off.
No trap.
We'll get to our picks coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's talk some Tigers. They advance with a win over Cleveland. Get to that straight ahead on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, how are you feeling, Tigers in Seattle? You were the one here that picked the Tigers to win that series against Cleveland. So people want to know, Gator, you're going to do it again?
I don't think so.
No.
My 51 has Seattle winning this.
This is a sheepish.
Yeah, I don't like, because I don't like going against the team, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'll shoot you straight, Doug.
Yeah.
I'll shoot everybody straight. I think Seattle wins it in 6 games.
You do?
Yeah.
It's a best of 5.
I'm sorry. Why do I keep thinking it's a best of seven?
Damn, they really beat us down, man.
Take 2.
I think can we stop? No, play again.
No, keep going. Don't stop.
Series is over.
Yeah.
Game 6 tomorrow.
5-game series in 3-2-1. I think Seattle will win this one. In this case, it'll go 5 games.
So they beat Scooble in game 5.
If Scooble's pitching game 5, yeah.
I suspect he will be.
Both times they played him this season, they hit him. Doesn't mean that they're going to hit him in game two, but game five might be different.
I think this is role reversal. I like the Tigers in this spot.
Whoa.
Is it because
they're not playing the six games?
I hate the week off if I'm Seattle. Hate the week off. And I think the Tigers, I think that seventh inning yesterday was like a pressure release valve for them. And I'm feeling a little bit more chesty. I got the Tigers in five, and I think it's the Scooble factor. If you're asking me, Scott, do I think Bullpen, Day, Mize, and Flaherty can find another win? The answer is yes. And not to be lost in the Cleveland series, Mize and Flaherty pitched well again. Now, shorter appearances, but they pitched well again. I'm completely reversing my first round pick. I got the Tigers winning in five here.
Well, here's why Seattle might be welcoming the extra time is because it gives Brian Wu more time to perhaps be able to make this roster and make an impact as a pitcher in this series. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like it. I don't like saying it, but I don't think the Tigers win the series.
Kang, do you got a gut feeling on this one?
I got the Mariners in four, actually. I love the fact that the Tigers moved down. I was rooting for it the whole way. But realistically, you look at it, those were the two worst playoff teams heading into the playoffs this year. So they beat a pretty bad Guardians team with a bad lineup. They got one inning where they put together some hits with runners in scoring position. But if you look at the rest of the series, they didn't capitalize. They didn't do enough for me as a whole for me to think it's going to continue is my point. And now you're going up against a Seattle team with a much better lineup, good pitching. I think Seattle just has too much talent. We won't get to see Scooble in game five. I think Seattle takes care of us in four. And I think when you step back and look at it, great the fact that the Tigers moved on, but they beat a pretty bad Guardians team. And I don't think they jumped over that hump that we all hoped they did.
Well, look, I don't think Seattle is like the toughest place to play.
Unless it's a Sounders game, right, Doug?
Unless it's a Sounders. It's funny because they obviously incredibly tough place to play for the Seahawks stadium right next to it. But I was out there and it's a cool stadium. But I just like the Tigers here.
Well, I would push back on King at one remark about Cleveland and being one of the worst teams. Overall record wise, yes. But Cleveland was one of the hottest teams in baseball going into it.
Yes, obviously, that's how they overtook the Tigers. But if you still look at the season as a whole, though, like the run differential, they didn't score any runs. You know, they're not a good team. If you look back at it and you go, like, what was the 2025 Guardians? They weren't that good of a team.
But if I look at it as a whole, the Mariners only won three more games than the Tigers did.
I guess that's where I'm going to, you know, take it how they entered this postseason. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm picking and choosing here. I'm cherry picking.
Yeah.
You know, the Guardians as a whole were a bad team.
It's an eyeball test thing, too. I mean,
entering the postseason, they're a bad team.
And by the way, Seattle played awfully well in the second half of the season. They've got a formidable lineup top to bottom. They've got a really good bullpen. It's a better roster than what the Tigers have. It's not that the Tigers can't do it. It's just that I don't expect them to do it.
Okay, fair enough. And there it is. Our picks for this Tigers-Seattle series, which starts tomorrow night here on 97.1 The Ticket. You ready to pick some games?
I am.
Let's go. I'm a little disappointed myself. I've missed the lock the last 2 weeks, but overall still 3-2 in the locks. 16-11, my record on the year.
Gator? That's better than mine.
Yep. Time to rally.
2-3, shooting the boot. 10-17 on the season.
All right. Let's get hot right now.
Please.
I'm going to start with a game that's taking place in South Bend. Boise State has averaged 48.5 points a game since their opener against USF. Notre Dame, great offense, bad defense. That's why I like over 62.5 Boise State and Notre Dame.
Big total.
Yep.
I'm going to start off in the SEC. Georgia is at home taking on Kentucky. The over-under set at 48 points. I'm not sure what Georgia really is. Yeah, they've got a ton of talent, but are they talented? You know, it's just kind of a strange team. I like the over in this one because of the unknown factor. When Georgia, are they going to kick it into high gear? And if they do, I like the points.
Ken, this isn't the Georgia upset that you picked during the, or Kentucky upset, right?
No, I had Kentucky over Texas.
Okay, gotcha. That might be a pick. That still might be on the board. Pick. Yeah. next up, Louisville's undefeated, but they haven't played anybody, and they are a 6.5-point favorite to Virginia coming off their win over Florida State. I'll take Virginia plus the 6.5 at Louisville.
Grava's not going to be happy with them. I mean, they did beat Bowling Green. Careful now.
Sorry, Grava.
Washington is at Maryland. Big Ten matchup. We've talked before about Washington, their athleticism at quarterback. Maryland's an interesting team, although I typed up as Mayland. So, King, there's an R in there. It's Maryland.
All right, fine. I was going to take Mayland. Yeah. But
I like the over in this one. 53.5 points. I think both teams are capable of scoring a lot, and who cares who wins? It's going to be a high total game.
Well, I'm going to care who wins because it's my car house lock of the week, and I've got Mayland plus the 6.5 for all the reasons I've talked about all week. I like their quarterback a lot. He might be the best freshman quarterback in the country. And Washington has the scheduled loss game, a noon East Coast start. Ooh. After a huge game against Ohio State. I'll take Maryland plus the 6.5.
Lastly, Doug, I'll stay in the Big Ten because that's where I like to be. Ohio State is hosting Minnesota. Look, the Buckeyes, I'm not sure how good the Buckeyes are. Like, they should be really good. I'm staying away from the point spread in this game, but over 43, that's just begging to take the over. I mean, the Buckeyes can score 43 points and a half if they're clicking. And, you know, P.J. Fleck may try to row that boat all the way down to Columbus, but over 43, I'll take it.
Who doesn't love a Sunday morning NFL game? I'll take Cleveland plus the 3.5 against Minnesota.
Where are they playing now?
London.
Well, I'll look at that game,
I don't know
too.
If it's London. It's England.
You're taking Cleveland, huh?
Yep.
I like it the other way around. It's Dylan Gabriel's first start of his NFL career. It's not only on the road, it's across the pond. Vikings minus 3.5. I'll take the Vikings giving up the points. They're not giving up too much, and I just think it's too much for Cleveland fans to expect with Dylan Gabriel making his first start.
Next up, I'm going to – I think the Jets are due. It's the time the Jets get Aaron Glenn his first win. I'll take them plus the 1.5 against Dallas.
The Raiders are on the road taking the show to Indianapolis. The Colts have been awfully good this year, and I expect the Colts to win. However, the Raiders are getting 7 points. And, Doug, you know this. In the NFL, that's a lot. I will take the Fighting Raiders plus 7 at Indianapolis.
Final one, I expect a shootout in Baltimore. Houston and Baltimore, that is a total of 41.5. I will take the over.
Keep an eye on who's going to play quarterback. Lamar Jackson was not at practice again today with his hamstring injury. The last pick, it's going to be my shoot the boot lock of the week. I've been talking it all up all week. I don't see how Cincinnati's going to score a couple of touchdowns in this game. The Lions are favored by 10.5 points. Yes, Jim Costa, it is the double-digit disco. I'm here for the party. Lions minus 10.5 at Cincinnati. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week.
All right, every week, Kang endorses a pick and hates on a pick. Which one's your favorite out of these picks?
Gator, I like how you always pick the overs because you want high scoring, so I'm going to take one of these overs, like Minnesota at Ohio State as well. You're right, Ohio State could put that over on their own if they really want to. Let's hope P.J. Fleck and the boys help out a little bit because we're taking the over 43.
And which one do you hate?
Doug, I don't think the Jets are due. I just think they're a bad team. And so I think Dallas takes care of them. Sorry. Aaron Glenn waits another week to get his first win.
I thought they really played well last week against on Monday night against Tua. And I'm a big Tua fan. there it is, our picks every week here on Carson Anderson, a 97. 97- to appreciate when people reach out and ask for clarification. And so I will clarify.
Okay.
I had a friend back in the day that perhaps was leaning into the gambling lifestyle quite heavily. And he once referred to me, yeah, got a lot of riding on this one. I said, you do? And he goes, yeah, it's a car house bet. I'm like, what? It's a car house bet. And I said, what's a car house bet? And he said, I got two car payments and a house payment riding on this one. So I don't recommend these deals, as no. You know. I bet a dollar frequently. But I thought the term was funny, and so I use it for my lock. Yours is shoot the boot.
That's right.
Mine is car house lock of the week, and that was the I would never, ever, 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 ever put two car payments in a house payment on a game.
No.
The outcome of a game. It should be more like a dollar, I don't know, man.
13.
Yeah. 13. Well, that was a mistake.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I hit the one, and then I tried to hit, you know, the bet, and I hit the three first with my fat thumb and then hit bet, and I accidentally put $13 down on a piston game.
Oof.
Boy, did I sweat. Yeah. I sweat that one out.
Man.
This guy. Do I tell the wife? Do I not? I mean.
Right.
So it's kind of classic irony here. It's like calling the you know, fat guy slim or whatever. It's my car house lock of the week when I'm only betting really a dollar.
I will say this because my shoot the boot lock of the week is the Lions covering the 10.5.
Yeah.
I'm very chesty about this one. I just don't see a path where Cincinnati's going to score enough points to be in this game. And I think the Lions offense is a juggernaut. Cincinnati gave up 500 yards in offense last week. The Lions did that a couple weeks ago. I think they're raring to go again. Get this thing going. I'll even give you a score prediction, Doug.
Let's go.
Cincinnati 10, Lions 45.
I mean, you don't like to be close at all.
I don't think it's going to be close.
No, he just missed the score in the Lions in Baltimore. So,
does the fact that it's the NFL ever scare you? You know what I mean? Like, okay, I was going to say, last night, you know when people got knocked out in their survivor pool?
Sure.
A lot.
I will tell you that I placed a wager last night.
And?
And this is something you shouldn't do when you place a wager. When you see something like somebody is out, that's a good sign. Do some more investigating, right? Like when I saw Brock Purdy's not playing great. I got this. I'll take the Rams. Had I just done one step further and looked to see who the backup is and recognize who is Mac Jones, I love Mac Jones. I would not have taken the Rams covering. The Rams on the money line, sure. Rams covering, no. Or I would have taken San Francisco with the points, and that's not what happened. I took the Rams giving up the points, and I got killed.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned. And don't bet against Mac Jones.
Let's go to Dan in Ann Arbor. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, Scott and Doug, I did the math on that. You live in Ann Arbor, like a mortgage payment plus two car payments. That's got to be about $7,000, right? I think the first terms are, you know, it is $400 plus about $4,000. And so it's $5,000, you know.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. It's just it's a euphemism.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. You know, all right, so current terms. You know, I read a lot of the coverage. You know, I do think you lose something when you don't play in this first round. I think the Tigers have the advantage, consistent with some of the pundits, of defense, and we saw it. We saw it on display against Cleveland. How do you, you know, but we lose the advantage for in terms of power hitting, right? So you know, it is Javi Baez playing as with the experience of playing in World Series. It's Gleyber Torres playing with the experience of the World Series. We're playing with middle infielders that are knocking down balls, that are playing well, that got us here. And now they go on this sort of path of where, you know, keep doing what you've been doing for the past few years. You know, Gleyber Torres has been here before. You know, Dan Dickerson really pointed out yesterday, he's like, you know, everyone listening on the airwaves, this guy started game one of the World Series last year. Don't doubt him. And he went great. You know, so, you know, we have this experience. Mariners, they're even their manager, never coached a postseason game before in his life, never even played in one. And so how does that manifest it? You know, everybody is picking Mariners here. They've deserved that advantage. What do you guys think?
Well, look, I mean, I think the Tigers had a huge pressure release yesterday, and I think that can go a long way to getting their mojo back. And, you know, it's a saucy read to think that one game and one inning provided that. I know that. But I also, I'm betting on Scooble getting him two wins. And then do I think the guys can scratch out another one? It should not be lost. If Flaherty and Mize were both very good, very good in this series. It wasn't lengthy appearances, but so I, you know, if Scuba gives him two and then you find another win in there, yeah, I like the Tigers' chances here.
When I saw, Jack Flaherty, and I spoke to you guys about this back in the year, man, the Blue Jays were really pounding them, and Jack Flaherty really produced a really great Sunday performance against the Blue Jays, a great team. He can be that, right? And yesterday he was that. You know, five innings of good baseball.
Yep.
Out of Jack Flaherty, and do we get him again in this five game series? If we go, is he game four?
Oh, yeah. He'll probably go game four.
What do you guys think?
I think it's bullpen day game one, Scooble game two, Mize game three, Flaherty game four, Scooble game five, or Scooble game one of the ALCS.
I hope
that's what I like.
I'd love that. If you're going to tell me that that's is set in ink, then yeah, let's go LFG. But I think it's gonna be a tough series.
Rico Beard has made his way in studio. Hello, sir.
Well, Doug, hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Michigan home game. I'm like, you're not off traveling.
That's next week.
Travel home. Yep. I like your line of thinking. If Scuba wins you two games, that means he wins game five,
yep.
Which means you've moved on. So, yeah, if he gets that second game. Game one is the one I'm most worried about because the rust of Seattle. But you're throwing a bullpen day mm-hmm. out there. So if you could steal game one, then, yeah, I think everything falls into place. That worst-case scenario, Scooble comes out there and gets you two wins. They did kind of tee off on him. I think, if I remember correctly, Seattle was the beginning of the end for the Tigers. Right in the middle of the season, right before the All-Star break.
Yeah, Tigers took two out of three from early in the year at Seattle, and then Seattle swept the Tigers here when kind of – Cal Raleigh just hit a bunch of home runs.
Yeah, he was getting warmed up for the home run derby. So,
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
We'll talk a little bit about the Tigers because there's really not a lot to talk about the Lions except for, are you comfortable with them being such a huge favorite? It's BOGO. I said, you beat Cleveland. This is BOGO week. So, yeah.
Okay.
But, Tigers is all forgiven. How far you got them going?
There you go. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. Every Friday, we leave you the Gator Rant as you negotiate for more time in front of the TV. And this week, we got football, we got baseball. So perhaps a good strategy for you is the Gator Rant. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.